It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. And by the way, if you find yourself moving outside of the range of our AM-FM capability at WVNN, which is pretty significant, that would mean you pretty much have to be out of most of North Alabama and southern Tennessee. But if you do, if you're driving, if you're heading off on vacation, if you're somewhere else, just know that you can go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And just click on Listen Live. And like I always say, wherever you is, there we is. So folks, we got people listening all over the nation, really. And that's pretty cool. And the number of downloads on the podcast format, because we take segments of this show every single day. Copper formats them into like 20 and 30 minute segments, sometimes 10 minute sections, and it's pretty cool. We put them on the website in podcast form, rightsideradio.org, and people are downloading those like crazy. So we've had we're like 7,600 downloads now of sections of the show. And that's pretty fun. I like it. All right. So, hey, the time right now, 4:08 PM on Friday afternoon. Some of you guys are already itching to get out the door and hit the road and head to the house. Hope you're going to have a great weekend. I got some breaking news, just came in. Credit to my daughter who sent this to me. Thank you, Caitlin. So Governor Ivey just issued a proclamation. She's extending aspects of her COVID-19 state of emergency, but she appears to be extending it really more in line with the lightening of some regulations that gives her the ability, or gives the state of Alabama the ability to have like healthcare workers from other states come in without having to have licensure protocols followed as usual, expanding the capabilities of hospitals, that kind of thing. So all said and done, she's doing that. But the interesting piece for me, when I read the proclamation, I'm looking at it right now, and it says here that, good news, by the way, it says here the number of newly reported COVID-19 cases per day in Alabama dropped more than 70%, and the number of COVID-19 patients in Alabama dropped by 60% based upon the seven-day averages of cases, as reported by Department of Public Health. That's a great statistic. So what that says is we're trending way, way, way in the right direction. But what's interesting to me, though, in the middle of all of Biden's vaccine mandates, is I'm looking right now at the same time at usafacts.org. This is the CDC's gathering of data. usafacts.org shows that Alabama is still only at 43% vaccination. So 43%, we've only increased our vaccination rate by about, I think it's, 3 to 4 points since a month ago, and yet we trended down 70% in our COVID-19 reported cases. I mean, I have to question, does that mean the vaccines are not as necessary to, are we burning through the, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but I look at this and go, all right, the vaccination rate doesn't really change a whole lot in terms of our overall percentage, but yet the COVID numbers went way down. I don't know, herd immunity, antibodies actually working, enough people have already, you know, had the shot, and that made the difference. All of the above. I'm going to say all of the above. But that's a good trend, folks, a real good trend. All right, listen, we're going to go ahead and bring on my brethren, Dale Jackson. So Dale's going to join us on the show for a little bit, have a little rambling here, talking about things like jobs reports and teachers unions. But I know Dale just got out of a meeting and called in while I was rambling about COVID numbers. My brother, Dale Jackson from WVNN, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. But I'm driving in Birmingham, so my phone is probably terrible.
Well, at least it's not the other day when they had the massive flooding and people were literally submerging their cars and having to get rescued by the police. I mean, that was a heck of a day down there.
I mean, yes, that's worse.
That is far worse. All right, so you just got out of some kind of meeting down there. But, hey, listen, one of the things we've been unpacking on this show, Dale, we just spent a better part of an hour talking about Biden's dismal jobs reports. I mean, we came in. They were expecting to have upwards of 500,000 jobs added. They had less than 200,000. Trump's former Labor Secretary Scalia, he actually said, no, Biden's excuse about it being COVID, that was already baked into the predictions. That was not the problem. It's government policies. So what are your thoughts on where this is headed with the government policies?
Well, here's what I know. Okay, this is what we learned. Hospital workers, down. Right? Government employees, down. That right there tells you the vaccine mandate is killing him. It's killing him all by himself. The vaccine mandate is killing his own job numbers because what it's done is it's pushed people out of those professions. And that is killing it. It's just ridiculous. They don't understand how that was going to play. That's exactly what was going to happen. They put a noose on their own neck, and they're getting exactly what they deserve, only it's costing Americans their job.
Well, it is, left and right. One of the other trends that I think it was Maria Bartiromo said is indicated in the jobs report is government workers. Government workers are way down. And, you know, that's where one of his major mandates took effect almost immediately is some of this stuff about, you know, if you have 100 employees in the private sector, you got to mandate the vaccine. But they really haven't gotten out yet how they're going to enforce that. It's going to be OSHA, allegedly. But the government workers, they started making that implementation almost immediately. And government workers are down, and that's one of the big downtrends in the jobs report right now.
128,000, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
If they didn't lose their jobs, that number is not an issue. You add another 300 to those things because that eats off the top. It's just ridiculous. What a stupid self-inflicted wound we've done.
Well, just so you know, though, Dale, I don't know if you saw the quote or not, but he did yesterday in his speech say that and literally this was the quote. I actually have it on my Twitter feed. Maybe you do too. But he literally said, when you start hearing the reports of mass layoffs and terminations, just know that the bigger news is United Airlines got more of its people vaccinated. That's his takeaway from that.
Yes, the argument is if we threaten to fire you, more people will be interested in getting a vaccine, and the numbers will go up because there'll be less people there to get vaccinated. Absolutely brilliant point by the president of the freaking United States.
but you know, he did the press conference a little while ago too, where he tried to come out and smooth this thing over and say that, you know, no, it's not government policies. It's you know, and it wasn't ISIS-K this time either. But he did say that it was the pandemic. We had a big thing going on with the Delta variant, and we're getting that under control. But then he turned around and walked away without taking a single question, not a one.
I mean, you get what you elected, I guess. This is a disaster.
You get what you elect, and people should have seen this coming. I mean, we could go all day on this topic, but should have seen what was coming when they had a guy who campaigned from his basement, and now he's trying to figure out how to run. You know, the man's never led a thing in his life, Dale. That's one of the things that kills me. There's never been a time in his life he's been in charge of an organization. He's been a senator. He had the ability to just throw rhetoric at a press conference and then walk away with no responsibility. He never had to run it. Even as vice president, all he did was wait around and see if Obama was going to die so he could take the office, and it didn't happen. So, truthfully, he's never run a thing, and it's very, very obvious right now.
Oh, yeah. Look, go back to the debt limit conversation. He's voted against the debt limit increase before, and now he's acting like you're a monster if you do that. This guy has no idea what he's talking about. He's flip-flopped on every issue. He's completely lost in his object.
Well, he has, and the downside for him is that his poll numbers are tanking in a big way, and two of the people that he needs to work with, you know, it's one of those things where you look at it and go, at some point, don't you realize that you're driving away those that you need? I got an article right here from Red State right now. You know, I do the paper thing. I got all my notes here, but Red State's got an article that says that Kyrsten Sinema has gone full savage on the White House, that she's refusing to take his calls, and after he dissed her by saying that her being accosted in the bathroom was just, you know, it's just part of the process. We all go through that. No, we don't. No, didn't. You didn't, Mr. Biden. But Kyrsten Sinema won't even take his phone calls anymore.
Amazing. And what if another self-inflicted wound? All he had to say was, hey, don't do that. That's terrible. Don't follow a woman into the bathroom and yell at her because you disagree with her on politics. That's a simple, strong thing to say. Instead, he gives this week, well, you know, it's just part of the business.
Yep. Hey, bro, have you got time to stay on during the break? I want to come back and talk about teachers unions for a minute. You got time for that?
Sure. Yep.
All right. Hang on, folks. Dale Jackson hanging out with me a little bit on a Friday afternoon. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Friday afternoon, some of you guys already have your keys in hand, itching to get out that door, looking for a good weekend, and I know it. But we got a little more to go through here. Coming back with Dale in a few minutes to start unpacking the rise of the teachers union. New stuff happening. Phil Williams, we'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Going back to the phones right now with my brother Dale Jackson, program director here for WVNN and the morning show host of the Dale Jackson Show. Hey, Dale, thanks for holding on, man. I want to take a minute and talk about what I consider to be a somewhat of a resurgence in the teachers union, even here in Alabama. And you've been doing this a long time. You remember back when Paul Hubbert was the head of the AEA, the Alabama Teachers Union, and he used to literally preside. He would sit up in the gallery at the state house and give a thumbs up, thumbs down to how legislation should be voted on, and they would do it. They would look up there to see what he wanted, and they would do it. You remember those days, I'm sure.
Yes, very embarrassing days for the state of Alabama,
Dale?
No doubt about that.
Copper?
No, he's on.
Dale, oh, there you are. I can't hear him, so pat him on through for me. Dale, you good?
All right, so it was those were embarrassing days for the state of Alabama.
They were, indeed. I mean, it was awful. And, I mean, I saw it before he retired or and passed away because he saw the handwriting on the wall. He left after the Republican majority took effect. But I saw him there literally sitting in his chair in the top of the gallery, right center mass. It was his chair. Nobody else sat in it. And he would give a thumbs up, thumbs down to legislation and expect it to be followed, or he would take it out on you in the AEA Journal or, for that matter, in funding or not funding your campaign next time. It was ridiculous, and it was sad. But, you know, the state executive committee for the Republican Party passed a resolution saying that we did not want any Republicans in Alabama taking AEA money. But we've seen a change, man. I mean, it's looking like right now somewhere in the neighborhood of like 40% of Republicans in the state legislature are now all taking AEA money for their campaigns.
It's amazing to me that that's happening, because what should be happening is they should be trying to finish off the AEA. And yes, a lot of the AEA members are Republicans and things like that. I buy that. I buy the messaging. I get it. But the AEA wants these Republicans defeated. And if they can't defeat them by running a Democrat, they'll defeat them by running an acceptable Republican. And
yeah,
if they're willing to do things like not give us school choice, real school choice, like we're seeing in other states during this pandemic, that's a real problem. That's a real problem, because vaccine mandates, eventually teachers unions are going to start pushing for those. And you're going to get it from health departments and local school boards and stuff like that. And it's crazy to me that they have as much power as they still have right now. I find that to be unbelievable.
Well, we emasculated them for a while. It's only because the Republicans in Montgomery are letting them back in the door. I mean, the camel got his nose back under the tent somewhere in the last few years, and it's like there's been a softening of the resolve against them. And it's pretty sick to watch. But you're right. The school choice is one of the biggest things that we're not seeing right now, and we need to. And here we are ranked 50th in the nation, and yet the teachers union is still adamantly opposed to the idea of doing anything different. Don't do anything different. We don't want different. Well, do you want better? Because what you're doing is not working. And they always say they don't have enough money, but they can never tell you what enough money means. And yet we got more money being spent on education in Alabama now than ever in the history of the state, and we're still ranked 50th. There's only one reason. It's because we're not doing it right. And it's going to have to happen.
My biggest concern with this is it's so frustrating, is we're about to enter into a period of time where people are historically angry about their public schools. And if you're on the bottom, well, okay, good. There's the Alabama Accountability Act. If you're on the bottom or in an extremely crappy school district, you have an opportunity to get your kid out of there. If you're on the top, you know, if you're Senator Phil Williams, you know, if you're a big dog lawyer, you can send your kids maybe off to a private school. Maybe if you're Dale Jackson, maybe you could do that. But if you're in the middle, you know, you're getting rammed from both sides. No one's going to help you. You get to go to the school that you are drawn into the district that you live in. And that is it. Those are your only options, and that's wrong.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, too, a bit of breaking news here, if I got a minute for it. A bit of breaking news is I just got a tip that on the redistricting, there's only one Republican representative who's been sued by the AEA, who also helped start a charter school. That's Representative Charlotte Meadows. And hers is the only district being redrawn right now that's being redrawn to be more Democrat as opposed to Republican. In other words, they appear to almost be drawing her out of the chance for reelection because she is absolutely pro-school choice. And I'm hoping that's not true, but I've seen the map, and they are definitely drawing her district to be far more left-leaning. And that's, to me, that's AEA influence, if you get down to it. But we'll find out more about that as time goes on.
What's funny is the Republicans have a majority to the point where they don't need her. So they can toss her to the wolves for the AEA if that is what's happening.
Well, if they do, we're going to have her on the show and just let her talk at length, brother. But, hey, man, listen, I know you're driving, but we appreciate your opportunity to be with us today. It means a lot, and you have a great weekend, Dale.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, folks, Dale Jackson, our own Dale Jackson, host of the Dale Jackson Show every morning, Monday through Friday. Also, the program director here for WVNN does an amazing job with that. We're going to come back, and I'm going to continue to unpack this teachers union thing because keep in mind that the Alabama Education Association is affiliated with the National Education Association. You might be interested to hear what the NEA has been saying about gun control and mask mandates and critical race theory. Yeah, that's teachers unions. And yet Republicans in Alabama are taking their money for the campaigns? God almighty, let's don't do it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.